All right, it's Sunday. You know where I'm at. I'm in the office working, trying to make sure that we have a little bit of break. We don't have any classes scheduled until the end of August, but we got a lot of stuff to put together this summer, bringing back a lot of good stuff this fall, new programs, all that jazz. More, actually scheduling a lot more places around the country as we speak. So we'll have a full list at streetcoptraining.com where we're going to be traveling around the country. But interestingly enough, somebody posted a video prior to this of a New Jersey State Trooper and a search and the odor of marijuana, all that jazz. And I put my two cents in, just some legal thoughts and advice for everybody to follow here. But I figured it's about time we could spend, 5 minutes on the New Jersey Attorney General guideline on strip search and body cavity searches. What's interesting is these exist, these AG guidelines, for you guys to understand. And then you'll have debates on what you can and can't do. It's almost like Googling something. If you are debating what a strip search is or what a body cavity search is, why don't you just read the AG guideline? It's literally 3 pages long. Somebody called me recently. I mean, not recently. This is probably a while back. And a coworker of his, the guy had removed somebody's shoes. And a coworker of his blew a gasket and said, "You can't do that. That's a strip search." Absolutely insanity that I cannot believe that, you know, like we just failed to train. And I'm trying to get everybody to understand this. Maybe this is like the cheat sheet for you to not have to read this stuff. I'm going to read this real quick for everybody, just so if you happen to have some time to read the AG guideline. I can't tell you how many times I've said that. Yeah, correct, Chris. If you don't have time to read it, I'm just going to read it off to you if you're driving your car, and you can just plant this in the back of your head somewhere. So if you come across something, and before I start, I want to tell you about body cavity searches. There was a man who taught law enforcement, who is now retired. His name is Larry Hulse, and he was a legal liaison for the state of New Jersey, I believe Delaware and Pennsylvania. He wrote a book. Oh, here's one of his books. Here's Criminal Evidence for Procedure. This is something I just bought. I got one of these. I'm going to read through this a little bit. The guy literally changed law enforcement before we came even around, or we were even somebody on the map. He changed law enforcement. He wrote legal. Here, let's see what we got. Now my LEHs aren't in here, but he wrote the Law Enforcement Handbook for New Jersey police officers. And he had some advice when you took his class. And one of his pieces of advice was regarding a body cavity search. If they got it up there, let him keep it. That's one of those areas you never want to go into. It never even crossed my mind. And people always ask me, "Hey, what if we search a car and we think they have it on them and we tried to do our best, but they wouldn't let us search?" Whatever it may be. Look, the bottom line is you know that somebody didn't have a kilo strapped to their belly. You know what I mean? Or they didn't have a handgun that you missed because you did a pat frisk or a search, whatever it may be. So don't get too caught up with you got beat. Sometimes we just do the best job that we can legally, and we have to continue further from that point and just reset and start again. You're going to catch people. And my advice to everybody is this. I say it all the time. We win a lot. We lose a little. It happens. But let me talk about the strip search for New Jersey people. It's a removal or rearrangement of clothing to permit visual inspection of a person's undergarments, buttocks, anus, genitals, and breasts. That's A through A. The following does not constitute a strip search: removal or rearranging of clothing reasonably required to render medical treatment or assistance, or removal of articles of outer clothing such as coats, ties, belts, or shoelaces. Body cavity search is a visual inspection or manual search of a person's anal cavity or vaginal cavity. So if you're not trying to look, I always tell everybody in class, same thing. You ain't seeing nippies, vajayjays, ball sacks, tips of weens, all that stuff. It's not a strip search. Looking down people into people's asses, that's going to be a strip search. So, you know, things were different years ago. Then things don't fly anymore. So don't get too nuts. If you're looking for a bag of weed, like, or something small, don't get super crazy where you're going to put yourself in a position where you're going to open yourself up to some kind of litigation or liability. You don't want to be there. It's over what? Over something small? Look, I'm not saying that you should take this job half and half-assed. I'm saying just know what you can and can't do, and you will actually be able to do this job more properly. So just kind of take the time to learn and educate. So search requirements, detention or arrest with custodial confinement. So if you're in the police station, a strip search. Under no exigent circumstances, a search warrant or consent, and it must be authorized by the officer in charge of the station house. So that's your shift commander. With exigent circumstances, probable cause to believe the person is concealing a weapon, contraband, or evidence of a crime, and exigent circumstances prevent obtaining a search warrant or approval of an officer in charge. So if you want to try to test that out and start strip searching people, like, You know, I would say if the guy's grabbing for a gun, I would say that's probably exigent circumstances, or like grabbing for a weapon that's going to harm you. That's exigent circumstances. Anything outside of that, just projecting an opinion here, want to try to help you from getting yourself a little hemmed up. Don't get too nutty in, again, trying to find something, a couple bags of dope. It's not the end of the world. Let's see. Goes into, we did that a little bit. Strip search conducted by a person of the same sex, conducted in private, and conducted under sanitary conditions. And conducted in, strip search, body cavity search requirements, conducted in a professional and dignified manner, and in custodial confinement, conducted in accordance with Department of Corrections regulations. Body cavity search, I'm not even going over. First of all, you need a medical practitioner to do this. So my advice is, like he said before, that I heard many, many years ago, if they got it up there, let them keep it. Reporting requirements, it goes into it, what you're supposed to do. But guys, look, if you're going to do a strip search, somebody, I would suggest calling, trying to get a search warrant. Read the guideline. There's all sorts of, it's not really long. It's only 4 pages. It tells you about what you're supposed to do. It's worth the time. I'll post it in here. You can scroll through it. It's not that much. So in the comments section of this, you'll be able to see this. Scroll through it and read it yourself. Let's stop saying silly things, uneducated statements as police officers. Let's educate and not take guesses at what things are, especially if you are somebody that somebody else is looking for answers. Know what you're talking about, okay? Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, folks. I'll be here. I'm going to read about 30 pages of case law now, and then I'm going to 6:23. I'll probably do a few other things before I start heading home. See you guys later.